USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Every other level of the judiciary in the USA has a code of ethics, as do elected lawmakers. The big exception, the Supreme Court of the United States. In light of revelations surrounding the finances of at least four justices, Senate Democrats would like to change that.
The court should have a code of conduct with clear and enforceable rules, so both justices and the American people know when conduct crosses the line.
Senate Judiciary Chair Dick Durbin at a hearing today. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham takes issue with the Democrats' agenda.
This is not about making the court better. This is about destroying a conservative court.
The hearing follows reports that Justice Clarence Thomas received vacations and gifts from a Republican donor that Thomas did not report. Still no sign of Francisco Oropesa, the suspect in the killings of five people last Friday in East Texas. NBC correspondent Sam Brock in Cleveland, Texas, says neighbors are shocked not only at the crime, but that the man they knew as a good guy is the suspect.
Neighbors of this family said, we sent our kids to school together, parties together, that Oropesa had done work for him. He said, I never heard him raise his voice, create any sort of consternation, and to think that he could commit this level of violence is outside the realm of possibilities.
There have been several reported sightings of Oropesa, all of which have turned up nothing. The White House is thinking about sending more than 1,500 Army troops to the southern border to serve in administrative roles and help move people caught entering the USA illegally. This to help with the expected surge of people trying to enter the country when Title 42, the COVID-related rule used to expedite deportations, expires next week. Attorney General Merrick Garland says an international effort to crack down on illegal drug sales on the dark web is bearing fruit. He announced the arrest of nearly 300 people, along with a seizure of hundreds of pounds of drugs and millions in cash. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
Well, you can rest easy if you're planning a vacation to Hawaii. There will not be a de facto cover charge to visit the state. The plan to establish a visitor impact program did not make it through the Hawaii state legislature. The plan was to establish a $50 license to enter state parks, forests, hiking trails, and other natural areas. The money would have gone to offset the impact of all those visitors. Some environmental groups are suing the FAA for how it permitted SpaceX to launch a huge rocket last month. And what happened next?
The result was, you know, a pretty drastic explosion at the launch pad site.
That's Jared Margolis with the Center for Biological Diversity. He says the FAA believed SpaceX's promises.
They determined that they didn't need to do a full analysis because they were going to apply mitigation that would render the environmental impacts less than significant.
But he says SpaceX did not make good on that mitigation promise. Instead, the liftoff of the world's largest rocket pretty much blew up the launch pad in Texas, throwing chunks of concrete into nearby sensitive habitat and sparking fires on state parklands. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and the unions for players in the USA's six major sports leagues are taking part. The unions say they've come together for the first time to recognize how important mental health is. The initiative comes as more athletes have gone public with their mental health issues and struggles. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.